Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. Hey, in this video, if you've ever been wondering what the difference between a Roth and a traditional IRA is, I'm going to give you the four major differences so you can realize which one is best for your retirement strategy. Get the pen and paper out. Hey, everybody, this is Dominique with DJH Capital Management. Hopefully you're doing well today. Today, we're going to be talking about Roth versus traditional IRAs in an effort to get you to do more with your life and money around the topics of financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development. So I want to jump right in and give you the four main differences so you can decide which one is best for your saving strategy. Let's get started. All right, first let's get some preliminary stuff out the way. What is an IRA? It's an individual retirement account, and it is basically a way for you to save money for retirement. It is a savings mechanism that is usually going to be tax-free or tax-deferred. So there's a tax efficiency going on with this particular account. Now, which one should you have? Should you have the traditional, the Roth, or both? All depends on what type of saving strategy you're trying to employ. Let's give you those four major differences. All right, the first major difference is tax-free withdrawals. And I cover some of this in a different video that I'm gonna link up in the card so you can take a look at that one. But for the most part, a traditional IRA is gonna be tax-deferred, and a Roth IRA is gonna be tax-free, meaning that when you take out the money and you're ready to use it, there are no taxes associated with the Roth withdrawal, whereas there will be taxes associated with the IRA or traditional IRA withdrawals. Income eligibility. The difference between a Roth and a traditional is that anybody can contribute to a traditional IRA. You have a $5,500 limit for this year or $1,000 extra if you're over the age of 50. It's called the catch-up contribution. So you can put that money in regardless of how much money you make, regardless of if you already participate in a 401k. With a Roth, you have to be income eligible. And what that means is when you start making $135,000 of modified adjusted gross income, then you will no longer be able to participate in the Roth. So that's another major difference. The next major difference is tax deductibility. In the case of a traditional IRA, you most likely will get a tax deduction depending on your income and depending on if you participate in another employer-sponsored plan like a 401k. But usually, you can get some type of tax deduction for contributing to your traditional IRA. With a Roth, however, though, since you have already paid taxes on the money that you're contributing to the Roth, there is no tax deduction. So you just put money in and it grows tax-free and you can withdraw tax-free, but you get no tax deduction. Required minimum distributions, RMDs. With a Roth, you will not have RMDs of any type. So when you reach age 70 and a half, you do not have this forced mechanism of making you take the money out so that you can pay taxes on it. Whereas with a traditional IRA, you will have to, even if you're working and have earned income, will have to start taking what are called required minimum distributions at age 70 and a half out of the traditional IRA, which means you'll have to start paying taxes on that money when it's distributed. So those are the major differences between a Roth and a traditional IRA. And I have a question for you. Which do you feel is more appropriate for younger people? Would it be the Roth or would it be traditional? Why do you think so? Let me hear you down in the comments and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.